The Good Liars.
The Good Liars.
This is boring.
We're boring.
I will die standing in my boots.
Herschel, yeah. I got you some condoms.
What made everyone so weird and sad that they had to come out here?
Oh, Mr. President, welcome to the show.
We are the Good Liars, and we are going to tell the truth. Trust us. Welcome to the Good Liars Tell the Truth. I am Jason Selvig.
And I'm DeRom Stiefler, and we are the Good Liars.
And we may be the Good Liars, but on this show, we are going to tell the truth. And we're going to be hunting, fishing, loving every day. That's a prayer this country boy prays.
Wow.
I'm singing some country music, DeRom, because we were in Montana, beautiful Montana and Wyoming this week at a Trump rally.
And I want to say, I heard that song a few times while we were there, and not because it was on the radio.
Oh, no, no. That's in my liked songs on Spotify, which is the only thing you can listen to if you download them when you're out of service, which we were at some points on our trip. But there's also a lot to talk about in the 2024 election, some more kind of really out there things that Donald Trump has been doing recently as he's starred for the attention of the media.
As these want to do.
We're going to talk about all of that, but we want to remind you all that you can support us on Hero Hero for just $5 a month. You get an ad-free bonus episode at herohero.co/thegoodliars. But let's dive into it, DeRom. Another fun, fun week in the 2020.
Was that an Olympics reference?
What? What was?
Dive right in. Let's synchronized dive right into this week.
No, it was not. The Olympics are over. We need to get over it now.
Okay,
we're not going to care about any of these sports for at least 4 years.
This is the last time I'll talk about diving.
Like a spoiled five-year-old boy, Donald Trump is at his most vulnerable when people aren't paying attention to him. So last week, he decided to have a press conference in Mar-a-Lago where he did this.
The biggest crowd I've ever spoken before was that day. And I'll tell you, it's very hard to find a picture of that crowd. You see the picture of a small number of people relatively going to the Capitol, but you never see the picture of the crowd. The biggest crowd I've ever spoken, I've spoken to the biggest crowds. Nobody's spoken to crowds bigger than me. If you look at Martin Luther King, when he did his speech, his great speech, and you look at ours, same real estate, same everything, same number of people. If not, we had more. And they said he had 1 million people, but I had 25,000 people. But when you look at the exact same picture, and everything's the same because it was the fountains, the whole thing, all the way back to from Lincoln to Washington. And you look at it, and you look at the picture of his crowd, my crowd. We actually had more people. They said I had 25,000, and he had 1 million people. And I'm okay with it because I liked Dr. Martin Luther King.
And he's a great. It was a great speech, by the way. It was a great speech. I'm not saying anything disparaging about the speech. I really thought it was actually a good speech.
I'm just specifically using that speech as something to say that mine was more well attended than. That's just my reference.
It's but he's saying, "I have a dream." The "I have a dream" speech, and his speech is, "We're gonna march down to the Capitol," and then sends like his supporters die, and then cops die, and he tries to overturn the election, and people run, elected officials are running in fear. It's just fucking wild that he, one would make that claim because it's absurd and stupid.
Right.
But then he's like saying January 6th, it's actually a good thing. You guys just harp on like the supporters that died and the cops that died. Why aren't you talking about the crowd size that day? That's what everyone really cares about.
Right. Right. And I'm going to bring that day back into the conversation purposefully.
Right.
Just to talk about the crowd size. Like you would think any typical politician, we know he is not, but that anybody would think if there's a way to not mention January 6th, maybe I'll do that. But instead he's like, you know, he's bringing it up. It's become a point of pride, which is speaks to the wild state of things.
But hey, guess what? He got people talking. We're talking about the dumb shit that he says, and that's why he says the dumb shit, I feel like.
Right.
Part of me is like, you know, like the media and everybody's like, he's this genius guy who can really like sway the conversation. But it's like, is it genius to just like say stupid shit and get people talking about that?
I don't think it's genius, but I think it's the catch 22 that everyone is stuck in and has been stuck in and is driving us fucking insane for years. Is like, you would rather just not talk about it. It's so ridiculous. But at the same time, if you don't talk about it, you don't point to the obvious fact that it's a strange comparison to make, a totally unnecessary one and an untrue one. If you don't point that stuff out, then he's just kind of getting away with it, which he tends to do. So you're just forced to kind of pick, and I guess ignoring it seems worse.
Yeah. Yeah. We were on the plane to Montana while this was going on, and I was kind of watching it on my phone, and I was like, why am I doing this to myself? Like, outside is beautiful. Is it look, we're almost there. It is, there's like amazing terrain, and I'm looking at this joker just saying the most offensive things for no
reason.
How
many times has that thought crossed your mind in the last 8 years, though? It's crazy.
I know what we do
to ourselves, what the whole country does to itself.
Yeah, I was like, maybe we said this on the podcast one time, but it was like, okay, it was at a UCB thing, and it was right after Trump was elected, and one of the writers was like, I hate that I have to think about this guy.
Yeah.
So this is a truth. This is not a moment of truth. This is just a truth social post from Donald Trump.
Has anyone noticed that Kamala cheated, all caps, at the airport? There was nobody at the plane, and she AI'd it. Oh, AI'd it and showed a massive crowd of so-called followers, all caps again, but they didn't exist. She was turned in by a maintenance worker at the airport when she noticed the fake crowd picture, but there was nobody there, later confirmed by the reflection of the mirror-like finish on the vice president's presidential plane. On the mirror-like finish of the vice presidential plane. She's a cheater, all caps. She had nobody, all caps, waiting. Nobody waiting. And the crowd, in quotes, looked like 10,000 people. Same thing is happening with her fake, quote, crowds at her speeches. This is the way the Democrats win elections, by cheating. And they're even worse at the ballot box. She should be disqualified because the creation of a fake image is, quote, capital's election interference. Anyone who does that will cheat at capitals anything! Exclamation point. Wow.
Thank you. And you sounded just like him. Sounded just like the pitter patter on his phone when he's
pitter patter, pitter patter. Fingers hitting wrong buttons sometimes, not caring. Yeah. Send.
I'll make this capital. Yeah, yeah. This whole sentence will be capitalized.
Do you think when he created Truth Social, he was like, what should the character limit be? Well, I sure do like to rant.
Yeah,
I know. Let's make it nice and high.
Let's make it infinity.
1 million.
Let's unpack this. Yeah, this is a really interesting Truth Social post here. This is like going into like the total batshit crazy, like, the Trump of old, kind of, where he seemed like he's totally lost control.
He is old, yeah.
What's funny about this is he's saying that all these things are election interference and this is cheating. And she's saying that if they cheat at this, they're cheating at the election. But now, of course, this has been totally disproven that this is AI. And there's video of her getting off the plane with thousands upon thousands of people there cheering her on. And that's been shared far and wide. And he's saying if they cheated at this, they're going to cheat at the election. So now, by his own math, since they didn't cheat at this, I guess they're not cheating at the election. Does that make sense?
You're giving him way too much credit. That's terrible that you would do that. You would think that he would be consistent in his logic there. I follow you, but I'm sure that he doesn't.
Right. So no, I'd say the whole thing to him. He'd be like, yeah, did you mention me? Oh yeah, I'm great. Yeah, thank you. I really appreciate that. Yeah.
He basically, I am shocked at like the brazenness of the bullshitting. I just don't know how people aren't dissuaded, but to support him by like seeing stuff like this. So yeah, there are pictures of it. There's people were there. It just happened. It's so easy to verify. But all he knows what he has to do is just keep sowing this like mistrust of Democrats and of media. So he can just post something like this and it'll have the effect that he wants it to have. So I guess it just doesn't matter if it's so dumb and so untrue.
It reminded me in 2016 that there was a video of that was shared online of Hillary Clinton at a campaign event. And somebody on YouTube posted this video, and it was of the campaign event. And it looked like that we'd been to several of the events when we were filming for Undecided. And it looks like all any of the other events we went to. And I was looking for this video because I remember watching this back in 2016 where this guy on YouTube was like, look, this is evidence right here that this is a fake crowd and a green screen. And I remember seeing that and thinking, this person must be trolling. This must be a joke because it's so fucking stupid. But it wasn't a joke. It was not trolling.
It wasn't a joke. They were serious, it seems. Is that what you're saying? And now a presidential candidate is doing it in an even dumber way.
Yes.
At a time where even more videos and photos are being shared. And it's even more obviously provably false.
And it's also because he went on this huge rant about it. And where any other person, like, this is the thing that would stick, you know? Like J.D. Vance said the cat ladies thing. We're still talking about this. This is the most fucking insane thing.
Right.
This tweet that he has is fucking insane. Like it looks like the words of a madman when you just know.
It's like the manifesto of like, you would be alarmed if you found that written somewhere. You'd be like, oh, this person's about to do something bad. But on top of it, it's so dumb. It's just so like a dumb thing, which I think I don't know how to stress enough. Like, how do people see this and not just think, oh, he thinks we're dumb? He's either dumb or he thinks we're dumb.
Yeah. Hey, maybe both. Maybe both.
A little bit.
So anyway, I just wanted to bring that up from the Hillary, just from 2016, just so we can go back in time to just what a wonderful time that was. And then Donald Trump, trying to get attention from people still, he tried to have an address to the nation. I'm putting this in quotes, an address to the nation on X on Monday night. That was the plan, at least. It was a one-on-one conversation with Elon Musk that had multiple technical errors and didn't get started until 35 minutes after the scheduled start time. DeRom, did you listen to this? Did you listen to it?
I did not. I just saw a couple of the X posts. For people who don't know, that's Elon Musk's dumb name for Twitter now.
Yes,
Twitter wasn't dumb name in and of itself.
Twitter
but
was
X
fun.
Seemed,
it's a fine thing. Fine. You tweet it.
I saw that it was Elon was like, it's a DDoS attack or something, right?
Yeah.
And so basically, you know, when things aren't going well, I think it's like, maybe it's in all of our DNA a little bit, but these guys have it nailed. I was like, I'm the victim.
Right. Inhale, so, exhale. You're the victim.
What is that?
What's the name of that band? Prodigy. Din 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 din. Feed the pressure. Psychosomatic. Attic insane.
Wow. This is the second song you crushed. You've nailed today. But that's as far as I got was like, so first of all, echoes of a failed Ron DeSantis announcement. Remember when he decided to do that on X and there were technical difficulties and they had time, right, to figure it out. But it was that was what I took from it, was that it was full of tech issues. And then that Elon had posted that far fewer people were going to be allowed to listen and then they would share some sort of recording of it later. But I'm sure you can fill me in on a little more than that.
Well, let's just, I want to go back to the Ron DeSantis thing in a second, but let's listen to one little bit of it. This is Trump speaking on the...
Oh God, it's going to sound so annoying. This is going to be his voice. We have to listen to it.
Yeah, we actually do have to listen to it. Yes.
Okay. In the book, with so many millions of people, and it's an honor. We view that as an honor. And then you do want silencing of certain voices. Usually those are voices that, because I see you broke every...
So what did you notice there with his voice there, DeRom?
I don't know. It sounded like he was chewing on his bottom lip while he was talking a little bit.
Yeah, a lot of people were like, why does it sound like he has a lisp right now? I couldn't tell if it was like the... sound recording equipment or if he just had his dentures fallen out of his mouth or something like that. He is very old, let's be honest.
Getting older, but also, yeah, if he wasn't on camera, you can imagine a scenario in which Donald Trump is still clicking his Diet Coke button and his Big Mac button, and he's like, he's not worried about, you know, he's happy he's not having to be in front of the camera, and he's embracing that. So
I just pictured him with a Big Mac in his hand, and he's not biting into it, but he's sucking on it like a baby with a bottle, just like
he's done when the patty is done, but the bun is still there. That's when he knows he's done with it.
There's still a little more sauce. All right, take these buns away. It's Atkins diet.
Anyway, back to what I was saying. Certain voices should be silenced.
Yeah.
It's also, I mean, you know, the irony is thick there with the voices that should be silenced. Like, it's just so hard to hear him talk. It's so frustrating. If there was a voice that I just would not want to hear for a little while, it might be his.
That's. Oh, are you okay, DeVro? I heard you cough there. Oh, my word. Picked up a little bug in Montana. Let's talk briefly.
The hiking bug.
Yep. I'm addicted now. Let's talk a little bit more about this Ron DeSantis. You brought up Ron DeSantis. He tried to launch his campaign. Obviously, the stakes maybe were a little bit higher then, although Donald Trump's had a really bad 3 weeks. So I guess the stakes
What would you call it if it wasn't a launch? What would you call it? It didn't end up being a launch.
A failure to launch. Well, what's funny was a little bit of trolling from the campaigns. The Harris campaign launched a Truth social account, and they retruthed Donald Trump with like a rocket that like said Ron DeSantis on it, and it was like failing to launch. They retruthed that when Donald Trump couldn't get his X thing up.
Pretty funny
going on. Do you think this is what we're seeing now is actually Donald Trump going from being Donald Trump to now morphing into a mutant version of Ron DeSantis? He keeps fucking up his words. He keeps kind of being awkward and weird, and people kind of are paying attention to that now, like the way they kind of paid attention to Ron DeSantis being so awkward and weird. Is he turning into Ron DeSantis?
Tron DeSantis.
That actually sounds cool.
Sounds fucking awesome. So strike that from the record there.
There's no fun pun with Trump. Everyone's done every fucking thing you could do with Donald Trump at this point.
Well, I guess Don and Ron rhyme.
So Don DeSantis. That's pretty good, actually. All right. Yeah, that was good. Okay. Never mind. I retract my previous statement.
Everyone strike that as well. I don't know. Is he awkward? To me, it feels like I want to hear a couple of the awkward things if you've got him on the tip of your tongue here. But for me, it feels like it's like this flailing where it's like he lost his post-assassination attempt, like momentum
mojo,
that he had.
Mojo,
I guess. It's hard to come up with the right word for it. But like most people would have been able to ride that for a while. And because he's so... couldn't resist being himself, and because
he's
Biden
such a
out,
fucking asshole, right. He can't avoid being a fucking asshole. Yeah. And you're crying. Are you okay? You're crying. DeRom's actually just started crying. He's upset about this whole Ron DeSantis thing. I think he has an affinity towards him because of their interaction during the Iowa caucus. DeRom presented him with a participation trophy, and I think since then DeVrom kind of feels a kinship to him because they kind of shared a moment together, they shared some news together. Now he kind of feels like protective of Ron DeSantis in a way that I think he didn't feel before that, so that's why he's getting so emotional. Okay,
so guys, I want to apologize for getting emotional there. I'm not sure if Jason explained it to you, but I feel a little bit of a kinship with Ron DeSantis ever since the moment that I shared with him. I'm sure you can all understand. What I had been saying was, I don't know if Trump has been awkward. I guess so, but it's more like this like weird flailing after losing that momentum, the post-assassination attempt glow that he had.
Such a fucking weird thing to say.
I can't believe, but it's true. It was like you saw the RNC. You people were. It was like the mood was so celebratory, especially the way it started. It was like the, about inclusion and about, you know, language that was going to bring people together. And he could have written that. He didn't. You know, we've talked about that before. So now we're seeing him like, as you know, Biden dropped out and Kamala came in and there's all this momentum and then the walls announcement, like the Democrats have successfully seized like so much media time in the last, you know, few weeks. And I think that's like just that's killing him. Like he needs to be the center of attention. So I think he's doing these obvious things, comparing his crowd size to MLK's or whatever he has to do to like seize some of that attention back. But I don't I think it's like for someone even as shameless as him, that's a tall order. So the attempts are looking more and more desperate right now. There's still a long time to go to the election, but at least in the last couple of weeks, that's how it's felt to me.
What do you think the next desperate act of Donald Trump is going to be?
I think he'll do a public shit. I think he'll take a shit in public. Okay. Yeah.
But you're saying he's just going to go to a public bathroom for the first time in his life. And
not in a Trump property.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good call. He'd be like, I'm a man of the people. I am like you.
I actually did that once. I did it. I did it once in a public. It was a number one, not a number two, but it was a scary experience. I understand what you guys are doing. It's scary. It's scary.
Scary stuff.
Well, DeVar, I want to talk about something else. I want to talk about hunting, fishing, loving every day. That's the prayer that a country boy prays. Thank God he made me this way, hunting, fishing, loving every day. I want to talk about our experience in Montana. Beautiful Montana. Whoa. Should we just get ahead of this and say
you know what
it's
Montana
beautiful?
Means in French?
The beautiful, beautiful place that has mountains and farmland and the air is dry and it gets windy at night. And there's beautiful sunsets. And it gets cold sometimes.
Tana. It means my Tana. Mon is my, and then Tana.
It's a joke.
I don't know. I made it up, yeah. But maybe it's true. That's the thing about, you know, Donald Trump gives me the courage to say something. Maybe it will become true.
Look, you say it enough and it becomes true. So,
yeah.
We traveled to Bozeman, Montana for a Donald Trump rally on Friday night. And Donald Trump, he had more trouble getting there than we did. He had to land. They had to do a landing for the plane because his plane, Trump Force One, had some mechanical errors. And now he picked up Jeffrey Epstein's old plane, which is totally, this is totally true. Jeffrey Epstein's old plane. Now, this was not the Lolita Express. He had multiple planes, but he took over one of Jeffrey Epstein's planes, which is just... I don't know what the word is for it, DeVron. Come up with an adjective.
Unforced error.
Okay.
It would seem. Although, I guess if they had no other option, I don't know. But you'd think they'd be like, let's take another one. Let's take another plane. Right. Let's find another way to get you to Bozeman 2 hours away. Let's just find another way. But
yeah,
nope.
I know. It's interesting, yeah, because I mean, after the assassination attempts, you probably are not going to be like, we're going to drive you the...
Right.
200 miles, especially because we were driving there and there's one highway, which probably you would take between the two cities. But like, it's really just a lot of like back roads and all that stuff. So,
right. So they may not have had a choice, you're saying, but it's still a small, small world that plane was sitting there right there, ready for them to jump aboard. But to your point, security measures, like we were trying to drive around. And once the road is blocked, like you're stuck. We were stuck for hours.
Oh, right. Yeah. On our way down to beautiful Yellowstone National Park.
That's right. So,
so
that might've been a consideration.
I want to get your thoughts just briefly, DeVron. He was speaking at Montana State University in Bozeman, which is not very big, 50,000 people or so. And What were your thoughts on the people of Montana we talked to? Some were Trump supporters, some not.
I mean, generally, I liked the people. There were some real cowboys and cowgals there. Just like I thought some pretty down to earth, salt of the earth people, like kind of like you would imagine. Like there were a lot of cowboy boots and cowboy hats and and sensible clothing for an outside day's work.
Right.
And I thought people were pretty nice. Even, you know, picking amongst the people who were at the rally, I thought that some of the people fit that profile too.
It was nice to be around.
What did you think?
Well, for me, it was nice to be around so many, you know, down to earth country boys like myself. Like, you know me, yeah. I'm a country boy, grew up in Kentucky, Louisville, Kentucky.
Louisville.
When I lived there, I called it Louisville, but now I say Louisville, which is the proper pronunciation. Sorry.
And I say Louisville,
which is the not proper.
No, that's just what I said.
That's what you said.
That's my thing. I say. Yeah.
So let's talk about a controversy that's been going on that is related to somebody we talked to at this rally. Bud Light has lost a lot of business from people on the right. And that was like the beer of a lot of people, I believe, was Bud Light. And a lot of people now don't like Bud Light. And we actually ran into somebody at the Trump rally with a Bud Light t-shirt. And I thought that was interesting. So I talked to him about that. And this is the interaction here.
Hell yeah, I love America and I hate Bud Light because it's full of queers. Yeah, freedom!
Rips off his shirt and it says freedom written in Sharpie on his chest.
What does that mean?
What did you just say?
No, you said I hate Bud Light. Why do you hate Bud Light?
Well, because they cater all the wokeness and the un-American spirit.
What was un-American that they did?
Freedom.
Yeah.
I don't know how Bud Light did anything to impose on anyone's freedom. DeVram, do you?
No, I don't. This one, I don't know. It's still odd to me. Looking back on that, there was as much backlash. It's like, it feels like people don't have anything better to do than like get riled up about something. Like why would any of this affect what beer cheap,
I know.
Easy to get beer that you like to have in your fridge or for your buddies.
But like Bush and Budweiser are still like doing fine, I think, in sales.
Yeah, I think so.
Do you mind if I take him off the screen here? Do you mind if I take this off the screen?
I do mind. Just give it 10 more seconds.
Sorry. Yeah, okay.
I guess the confusion that I have, don't count down, just like, okay, fine. I guess the confusion that I have seems like almost the same confusion that he has and the reason that you asked about. So what did they do that was un-American? Like, why are you upset? And there just wasn't a clear answer.
Freedom of speech, they could do whatever they want, right? I mean, of course, if you want to not buy Bud Light, I kind of stopped after college, or maybe like my 20s. You know, I was drinking Bud Light for a while. I would still go
through a phase where I would have a Bud Light and squeeze a lime into it.
Just get a Bud Light lime, dude. Get a Bud Light lime. Why not?
It's un-American.
Okay, that's a good reason. That's actually very.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a lot to go through to like dress up and go to the event and then not.
He was waiting the whole time, though.
Certain like, as to what they had done that was to offend him. So
their own. I feel for the guy because this was his plan. Like he said as much to us after or before. Like his whole plan was he wanted to be interviewed with a Bud Light shirt and rip it off and have freedom there. And I feel for him because he probably of all the people at this rally he probably picked the worst people to do it with. It probably shouldn't have been us if he was.
That's a good call. That's a bad roll of the dice.
It's a bad roll that, but
what
the
what
result might have been
craft?
Different. I mean, I don't think it would
snake
have been different.
Eyes?
Yeah. Snake eyes. Yeah.
So he rolled snake eyes on that one.
Talk to another guy about a big issue that's going on in the 2024 election. And quite frankly, this is something that may completely change the 2024 race right now.
And thus the course of history.
Very well put, DeVram.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I talked to somebody who is not a first-time interviewer, interviewee, I guess. This is somebody who you had talked to in 2023, around the time of the first Trump indictment in New York City, right? You were in California, and you talked to him, I think, at an In-N-Out parking lot. What was the name of the event there?
You said it all.
Said it all.
It said it all. It was like a support of Trump, as you said, around the first indictment in an In-N-Out parking lot in Laguna Hills, California. It was rainy, about 20 people there, enthusiastic people saying they supported Donald Trump in an In-N-Out parking lot. So
great. And we'll talk about the meat of your interview in a second, but let's listen to this new theory that, quite frankly, could blow the lid off of the election.
Who do you think Kamala Harris is working for right now?
I think she's, working for the deep state, but she may be working for somebody more powerful than that, Satan himself, the demon god, Kamala.
You think Kamala Harris is working for Satan?
She could be.
Okay, so obviously we can neither confirm nor deny this, but DeVrom, first thoughts here, if this is true, do you think this is going to affect Harris's campaign if this gets out there and people find out who she's actually working for?
I can't believe we're putting this out there. If she's on the devil's payroll, she is working for Satan. Yes, I think that would affect the campaign, but also it'd be a big deal. People would be talking about religion in a whole different way if the devil was definitely real and Kamala was definitely working for the devil. So if this guy has any more information, maybe we'll find it. Maybe he's got a pay stub or something. Maybe there's a paper trail. That would be fascinating to hear.
He said, big news. He said several times during the interview, he's like, he would say something like completely batshit. He's like, oh yeah, they're using adrenochrome and like all of the big, like everyone in Hollywood uses it. They are addicted to it. And
you guys know this.
Yeah. Like, I don't have to tell you that. And we're like, no, we don't. I guess we have been told it before, but we do not know it as fact. We have been told
I know there's told a distinction
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
We have heard this. Yes. Do we know this to be true? No. That's why we keep looking so confused when you say it.
So we're gonna show. There's another. Believe it or not, this guy had another theory that is really gonna blow the lid off of the entire United States of America. I keep saying blow the lid off because it's a really fun thing to say.
You could say blow the doors off.
I like the lid. I don't know why.
Okay.
And maybe because we saw all the geysers and I could imagine a lid being blown off. But we're gonna play some more of that interview on our episode on herohero.co/thegoodliars. But DeVrom, you talked to him last year. What was he talking about? He was saying something about COVID. He was saying something about like some
injections.
I don't
want to spread any misinformation.
Oh, right.
But I have
a
feeling this
big strike
is so,
for that one time.
So dumb that maybe I can say it.
I think you can say for purposes of documentation.
So this is for the purposes of documentation, and I did document it, and so that's what it was for. He said that he was at January 6th, and that he had arthritis because they had sprayed the COVID vaccine, the spike proteins or something. He had some more science behind it, science-based theory that they had sprayed COVID on the crowd, and that's why he had this arthritis, and also that anybody who had gotten the vaccine, or I'm sorry, I'm getting his theory wrong. They sprayed the vaccine on the crowd.
Yeah, I was going to say something that there's something. Yeah, yeah. Which is a very
that
funny
they sprayed
thing
the vaccine
to hurt the
on
people,
the crowd,
to hurt them,
to hurt the yeah. people. And then he said that if you had gotten the vaccine by one of these companies, that your DNA had been altered such that you are now owned by them. You are no longer a person.
You are
a Borg, and Moderna owns people, or Pfizer owns people, and that they're no longer human. But
hey, I'm a Trekkie.
There was a lot to digest.
I respect. I mean, I don't respect it actually, because Heaven's Gate was kind of the same way that like their leaders like were really into sci-fi, and it would like work its way into like the reality of the cult, the Heaven's Gate cult.
I mean, Scientology, right?
Yeah, that's a great example,
Roberts
too.
Is a sci-fi writer.
Xenu. So they use the planes with the jet engines or something like that. I can't remember.
H-bombs.
H-bombs,
yeah. It was like a human-made thing that the aliens used.
Yes.
Yeah, just bad sci-fi writing.
But here's why you know this isn't true. And this is we're in the United States of America, where if anything bad happens, there's somebody's there to try and make money off of it. There would be a million lawyers being like, were you on the steps of January 6th? Did you get sprayed with a COVID-19 vaccine that turns you into a Borg? somebody would be making money off this if it was actually, there was any truth to it. So I don't know if this guy's theories are correct or not. I don't know, Tamron. I don't know.
You're not willing to
confirm nor deny
again. That's smart.
Don't bullshit me. I ain't stupid.
That's not true either, is it?
If I'm lying, I'm dying.
That's a lie right there.
Bullshit, mama.
How do you feel about a moment of truth right now?
Oh, I could use it. We've just talked about so much stuff. I need some clarity.
All right, here's our moment of truth. Donald Trump is becoming more and more unhinged every day as Kamala Harris gains in the polls, and he seems desperate for more attention and will seemingly say or do anything to try and stop her momentum. So we're going to do something that we don't usually do on this show. We are going to give a moment of truth directly to one person, and that one person we're going to give this moment of truth to is Donald Trump. So Donald Trump, we are going to give you some advice that maybe won't sway any of the votes, might not get you any more votes in the 2024 election, but it will make a small group of Americans very, very happy, and I can guarantee that. Donald Trump, do more rallies in places like Montana, because it's nice to go someplace that is really beautiful for a change. We would really, really appreciate it if you would. And that is the truth. The truth. Do you agree with that moment of truth, Jamal?
Wow. I stand by that. So that is so true. There's such a deep desire for us that when we go to these places that we get to enrich ourselves and our life experience in some way. A lot of these are at places that start to look the same after a while. This was not one of them. So I was about to say thank you, Donald Trump, and it just felt a little weird to say.
Yeah. Well, we're going to talk more about our experience in Montana on our bonus episode on Hero Hero. You can click the link right here in the description to grab, to join Hero Hero and support us so we can go to all these terrible, terrible, terrible places and cool places like Montana.
Yeah.
And I like the people in Montana for the most part, too, besides some people that may be very, very uncomfortable at the Trump rally. Navram, before we wrap up this episode, we move on. I just have to ask you a question. Do you have any words of wisdom for the audience right now?
When I was in college and I went on a road trip, I just didn't pay the tolls because I didn't feel I could afford it. And nothing bad ever happened.
You never got anything in the mail or anything like that?
Consider it. Nothing.
Nothing?
Nope. Nothing happened.
We just got an email from a rental car company saying, you guys owe us money for a toll.
Darn it. Looks like they caught up to that one. but that's my advice. You know, nothing risk, nothing gained. So
break laws, doesn't matter. Anarchy rules. Is that what you're saying?
Non-danger traffic-wise.
Yeah. All right, that's the truth. Thank you, Navram, for that. I really appreciate that. That's really wonderful. All right, thanks for joining us on The Good Liars Tell the Truth. We'll see you next time, everybody.